Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
Well, there's no business like show business.
Here we go.
And last night on the Gaiety stage, I got to make my theatrical debut in John B. Keane's play Moll. I had great support there with 100 listeners from this particular programme in the audience. Now, you will be relieved to hear the success of the show did not rest on my portrayal of Ulick. That was my character's name, Mary McAvoy's future husband, as a stellar cast played all the leading roles, thankfully. As I rehearsed my one and only line over and over again, the first person I met as I approached the backdoor stage of the Gaiety Theatre was the well-known Jerry Lomberg. Hello.
Hello, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Jerry. How are you?
Door. Good to see you. We'll bring you to your dressing room.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Lombard.
I take they've given you number one, but I'm quite sure.
Number one? I don't believe it.
I don't know.
Yet. No, not at all. I'd say there's a shed out the back somewhere.
Yes, yeah. No, it'd be a nice one.
I would see where your dressing room is now. We'll find Dawn with the producer to sort out that for you.
Excellent. This is the real Ulick, though.
It's the real Ulick, the other Ulick.
Any advice, Ulick? I'm getting a little bit nervous about this.
Don't be nervous, Marty. No, you'll be great. You'll be brilliant. Yeah.
Your number two dressing room.
Number two. I am number two.
He has number one.
Yeah. I have number six or five or something.
Okay. Lovely.
Dawn was coming up now to tell you what's going to happen. We'll get you made up and into your costume.
Right.
And then your dress rehearsal at
6:30.
And then you time to relax a bit before you have to
relax.
Go on.
Are you joking me, Jerry?
Well, I'm sure you've been on the stage before.
Never.
Were you never in anything?
No. My first night on stage was rehearsal the other night. And I've been in the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's when you stand on the stage, you say, wow, just the atmosphere, the ambience, everything is
it's great.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Party.
Hello, Donald.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Thank you very much indeed.
I'll go down and get you the stage door.
Okay. It's the press are looking for you, Martin.
The press. Go
are you ready for your close up? Here's your costume. It's all go.
Oh, the frocks are here.
So how are you feeling? Are you feeling match fit?
I'm feeling nervous. I suppose I was busy all day. And then you come in and you suddenly realise, oh my God, you have to deliver this, you know, and you have to... And you have so many great actors and actresses on the stage, you don't want to mess it up for them or for the audience. So there's a little bit of
nerves. Yeah, that's good. Nerves are good because they put a bit of edge to your performance, you know. So no, you're in good hands all around with everyone. No, and we've every confidence in you that you're going to do a great job. Okay, well look, what's going to happen is we're going to go downstairs now and do a quick rehearsal on stage with the cast, on the set, with the lighting, and make sure you're comfortable with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And any questions, just fire them away. We both have the stage manager and we have the director there.
Yeah.
All the lighting and sound people will be out front. And then we get the half hour call, which is at 5 to 7. So it's about 35 minutes before the curtain goes up. And on the Tannoy system, you'll hear the stage manager, Mags, give all the calls out.
Right.
So you get a half hour call, you get a 15 minute call, you get a 5 minute call, and then you get act one beginners. So anyone who's at the top, who starts at the top of the show, will go down. And then she'll give calls throughout the show on the Tannoy system here, giving people their standby to come down for when they're due to go on stage.
There's some members of press would like a photo before and after, if you wouldn't mind. So could we have this? This is the before, I think, isn't it?
The after will be a massive improvement. Yeah. How are you guys?
Not too bad, Marty.
That's it, Marty. Relaxing at the side of the lights then.
No. Okay.
It's only a quickie foot.
Good. Well, I see.
Marty, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Great stuff.
Okay.
Great stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Hi, Mary.
Gorgeous. You're out. Gorgeous out. Now, watch your language. You're on the radio.
No wonder you're marrying me.
I look it.
Look it.
Well, the sex god of the gate. You're a fine bitch,
isn't he?
How are you? Are you well?
Kiss Moll for Ulick.
We'll be kissing in front of your wife now. Right, carry on.
Shall we run it for the last
like? Run away now. Yeah.
Martha, you need to have that purse in your pocket.
My pocket.
Yeah, in your pocket.
This pocket.
I think whichever works for you,
I think it's fine.
You know, Mary will give you your cue. You'll hear that when she calls you in, Ulick, my love.
And then I walk.
Yeah, so we run it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay.
Start by just sticking your head. It's the head you're going to see. And then when you get in,
down about as far as the chair.
I'm thinking of getting married.
Are you in earnest?
I am.
And who is he?
Ulick! Ulick, my love! Come in here and let the woman see you!
Would you like a seat, sir?
He's very shy.
Are you sure you want to go ahead?
Why, what's wrong with him?
He'll die on the job.
But sure, if I do want to have my widow's pension.
May God forgive you. Shove out there, wonder boy, I have a look at you.
Shove out there, Ulick, and let the woman have a look at you.
Are you sure he's the one?
Well, he's the best I could get. I'm no spring chicken, you know.
Well, now, let the peerie be round here at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Go on now, off you go.
I look forward to it, and pray God will guide me right.
Ulick. Take it nice and easy at the start.
Yeah.
And if you get over the first fence without a fall, you should finish the course, no bother.
There's no fear of a fall. I'm sure she's often been saddled before. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's great.
Did you feel comfortable?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. So, tell me, you're the director here.
Yes.
Any advice?
Keep your head at this point. No, the advice will be always strive for technical clarity at this point. So the clearer and more precise you can be, because the emotions will happen, your head will be running, you'll be alive because it'll all be new and fresh and spontaneous, which is what we want and it's what people pay to see. So all you need to concentrate on is hitting your marks, because all of the other stuff that you've rehearsed will come out naturally.
Yeah.
So it's 7 minutes to curtain up now. So I'm going to go out and take my seat to watch the show. You'll be on stage in about 40 minutes time.
40 minutes.
How's it feel?
Nervous, because I can hear the buzz of the crowd here in the green room, and it's kind of, now there are people going to be watching this. So I just want to say it's the end of a beautiful career before I go out, because I have the feeling this is going to be a total mess. But anyway, we'll give it a lash.
Not at all, you'll be fine.
This?
Yeah. I only have one word of advice for you, Marty.
What's that, Des?
A cool head and the cap well down over the eyes.
I have to say, you make a great cannon.
Don't I look well?
You do.
Very elegant, yes.
Very elegant.
Oh, I tell you. No, it's looking good. I was watching that rehearsal. It's grand. It's great.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Oh, it's good.
One thing is a rehearsal when nobody around. Another thing when there's, 1,000 people watching. So.
Yeah.
After one beginners, stand by. Miss Barrett, Mr. Keogh, Miss McAvoy, Mr. MacDonald, and Mr. Carney, stand by sound, lighting, tabs, and stage management. Thank you.
There we are. So that's a call for me now to go. All the best.
Break Listen,
I hope it goes great.
I hope so too.
Break a leg yourself.
So stand by LX 2 through 3. Stand by mic 2. Thank you. Go. Tabs. Go. Alex 3, go.
Frank Kelly, I'm about 5 minutes to go before I go.
Right.
Any advice?
Any advice?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and just go and damn well do it. Enjoy it.
I will.
Very important thing is to enjoy what you're doing, because it shows.
Yes, it does.
Even if you're playing something very serious, enjoy it.
Yeah. We'll see you later.
See you, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Your mother is not church business.
Meaning
you need
the money for that car besides
the... Mary will be down here now in a minute and she will guide you, she won't lead you
astray. There's Mary, right on cue.
Yeah. Are you nervous, Mark?
You could say that, Mary, but
I'm... seriously?
No, I'm fine, actually. I'm fine. I've done enough rehearsals and she'll be with me anyway, so it'll be great. I've just done my line about 20,000 times in my head, so it should be harsh.
Stand by Miss McAvoy and Mr. Morrissey, please. Stand by Miss McAvoy and Mr. Morrissey.
Good luck, Donna.
Marty, it'd be great.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
May God forgive you. Why do you want to get married anyway?
I have to.
You have to?
I have to.
But you must be almost 60 years of age.
62?
Well, miracles will never cease. There's hope for us all, so shove out there, Wonder Boy, and I'll have a look at you.
Shove out?
He's doing fierce scratching, isn't he? Are you sure he's the one?
Well, he's the best I could get. I know spring chicken, you know.
Will you answer me? Will you answer me an honest question?
Of course.
Are you long gone? Are you no way?
I don't, honest, I don't.
How many months?
What are you talking about?
You said you had to get married.
Did you hear that, Eulie? What she's pinning on you? I have to get married because I can't get a job. I spent my whole life working for priests, and here I am, penniless in the end.
God knows that's true. Did you save anything?
Save? And what a priest would pay you, you must be joking. And the same thing will happen to you, my girl, unless you look out for yourself.
There's a lot to what you say. You've got me thinking now, God knows.
Mm-hmm.
What?
How much to get married, anyways?
£2 a cow, 10 shillings a bullock, 5 bob a sheep, 2 bob a goat, and 1 shilling a pig.
Eulick, how many cows have you? 4 cows. And a bull.
That'll be £8, so... You're to give us a fiver and I'll come round the cannon. You gave me good advice. If I don't look out for myself, the cannon certainly won't.
Eulick! Have you a fiver on you?
Well, now, let the bearie be round here at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Go on now, off you go.
I look forward to it. And pray God will guide me right.
Eulick, take it nice and easy at the start. And if you get over the first fence without a fall, you should finish the course, no bother.
There'll be no such thing as a fall.
Oh,
I'd say she's often been saddled before.
I had
absolutely. My God, that was great fun, wasn't it?
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was the laughter. I mean,
and
obviously,
were,
you're.
Yeah, yeah. But they're up for it now, Giselle, and they were delighted to see you. Fair play to you. Great one.
I only had one line, but thanks be to God I didn't mess it up.
Not the bit that you didn't know.
No, it's not easy to do that, is it? No, it's not easy to do that.
And as somebody's pointed out, you didn't just have one line. You had to be there for quite a while, you know? So it's not that you did very, very well
thank
now.
You.
And congratulations.
Thank you,
I'll give you back your props.
Okay,
now,
thank you. I have my fiver back. Thank you, Mary.
So not at all.
I really love that. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Mary McAvoy. You're brilliant.
Sure, I didn't do anything at all.
Well, you were there. You were supporting me.
Well, sure.
Thank you,
David.
Thank you.
It's great fun to have you.
Well, Marty, that was fantastic.
Yeah, well,
you're
done,
a natural.
Well,
well, thank you very much. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, great crack.
You have a new career ahead of you.
Oh, I don't think so, Donald.
What I liked was loads of new things happened for up there, you know. There was a lovely sly look at Mal when she was sizing you up.
Yeah.
And yourself and Mary were well in love with each other as you were handed over that fiver.
Well, I felt that Ulick needed to mind the fiver. So, but that was in the script, I'm not too sure, but I went for it.
Bachelor, farmer, the wrong side of 60. Yeah. No bother to you.
Yeah. Not very far away from the truth.
Well, of course, you still have to take your curtain call, you know? So step out and walk into the light and enjoy the moment. Yeah.
Well, great night indeed. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My thanks.
Sorry, there's the casting director from Fair City. Sorry. Hello. No, he's not free. He's doing a show till 4:30.
Yeah, no, I'm not free until 4:30. Sorry about that, Fair City. Yes, well, my thanks to everyone involved in getting me through the performance, especially Frank Kelly, Des Kill, Mary McAvoy, Claire Barrett, who was a brilliant Mal, and especially Donna Deeney, who would play Ulick for the rest of the run. He was very kind to step aside to allow me in for a night, and he guided me and literally was a great mentor. So thank you, Donna. You'll be happy all to know I've now officially retired from the stage. Mal runs in the Gaiety successfully, no doubt until the 14th of February this year, and it's 700-800 people. Most nights, it's only been there, this is the third night, but last two nights have been huge, huge attendances considering the weather and everything else. You told me a good story, Sean, while we were
yes, that's true. In theatre, there's actors and theatre actors are, you know, very superstitious, and there's a belief that, you know, all theatres are haunted. So
well,
for
the Gaiety's haunted.
Well, the Gaiety's haunted, and the Gaiety is one of one of one of
I was
few
with some ghost
that's
hunters
right.
there.
Yes,
and we heard the ghosts.
Go on, that's right. No, the Gaiety is one of the theatres in Dublin, and there's not many that it leaves a ghost light out every night. So one light stays on in the house at night for the ghost of the Gaiety Theatre.
I'm glad I got out of there as quickly as I could, so that's the case.
The
I don't want to meet any ghosts. Forevermore.
No, that'd be a nightmare. No, that's
oh yeah, he's back. He's on a roll now. Yeah.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.